afternoon, rodeo fans of Macon 8 Mania. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Macon 8. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Bum, bum, bum. Here comes the bulls down. Bum, bum, bum. Soon we do now. Bum, bum, bum. It's going to be down.
Well, good evening, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right, it is time to sit back on the ranch with none other than yours truly and the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And we are, wow, it seems like forever since we have done a show, and it's only been less than a week. We were live on the air on Wednesday, and if you missed the Bull Riding Advice Hour with myself and Sam Medlock, want to remind you guys, you got to get over there and check it out. Some great information, a lot of fun. What a way to sit back and talk about things. We were actually on our way to family's house for Thanksgiving. So I got to tell you, we have had a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully you did as well. We got to watch a little football. We got to visit with some family and just a really good time. And hopefully you guys had a great Thanksgiving in your neck of the woods. And it was a safe and happy holiday. But I do have to throw out there that it was Friday was Black Friday, of course. But, you know, the interesting thing is, of course, now they're even pushing it up to starting Black Friday shopping Thursday evening. And, of course, Mrs. Macon 8 and some of the family members decide they're going to go do some shopping. I think Mrs. Macon 8 learned her lesson. I don't know if any of you guys were out shopping for Black Friday, but that's chaos. I was fortunate enough to sit at home and watch it on the TV as well as some football. Yeah, I didn't want any part of that Black Friday shopping, especially when it started on Thursday evening. You talk about some angry, angry people. I could not believe it. She come back telling me some stories about it, and I couldn't believe it. They had police out there. People were getting cut, punched in the face. It's crazy. I'm not interested in the Black Friday. So if you guys did it, hey, I think you're crazier than the bull riders that are out here. And, you know, we're getting ready to watch a whole bunch of it. Starting Thursday, the Wrangler National Finals is in Las Vegas. And, yes, that's right, we have some PBR superstars that are going to be competing in it, as well as some other guys. So hopefully everybody will be tuning in to the Great American Country Network, which would be GAC, and be able to watch it. Going back to it, though, Black Friday is just insane. I don't want any part of it, and I don't think Mrs. Macon 8 is going to be doing any more Black Friday shopping. It was just chaos. Said that, you know, they had these pallets out there with gifts on them, you know, and really good deals. Don't get me wrong, really good deals. But she's sitting out there, and her and one other guy are waiting next to one pallet. They couldn't open the crate until 10 o'clock on the nose. So she's there waiting patiently about 10 minutes till. Her and one other guy, granted, are the only ones there. 10 o'clock comes around. They start opening it. She's trying to get one box out, one item. And by the time she was able to get to hers, they were down to the last two. And a guy had actually grabbed two already, put them in his cart, was going back for a third one, and grabbed it from her. She had to jerk it out of his hand. Just insane. I don't know. People, they turn nuts.
I don't want any part of it. I'm telling you, there. If you're, I'm telling you, if you're brave enough to endure the Black Friday shopping, you're braver than most people I know. So, yeah, that's my little Black Friday tidbit, my spiel about it. I just couldn't get over it. I really couldn't. But there are some good deals out there too. So, if you can endure it, then you can definitely, you know, you can definitely get it done. So, getting down to it, man, I'm telling you, we got so much to talk about. Want to try to catch y'all up on what's been happening. I got bucked off my horse today. I don't know if you guys seen that post on Facebook, but I did. I'm still in one piece, and yes, I did get back on. I was, you know, a cool, sunny day like today with a horse that's feeling frisky out there equals, yeah, a buck off. So, but anyhow, I did get to do a little bit of riding today, which felt really good because it's been a while, and that could have been part of the reason why he was so antsy. Maybe he just wasn't in the mood because it's been a while since I rode him. But, So I do want to remind you guys that we have phone lines open, and if you guys do want to share some stories, hey, we'll take your Black Friday shopping stories. I'd love to hear from them this week. 646-915-9940. Feel free to jump on board here and give us a call. Now, we do have some guys that we are going to try to check in with. We are supposed to have a guest on our show, although I'm a little nervous because I haven't heard from him today, but maybe, good Lord willing, we'll get the opportunity to get him on board here with us. But we do want to check in with some other guys as well, so we're gonna be hitting up with them here in just a little bit. Y'all make sure to stay tuned. But yeah, hopefully you guys had safe travels and had a good time. Now I will tell you that on our way back, we decided that we're gonna swing through Dallas on our way back up to Oklahoma, and we kidnapped our director of sales, Miss Sherry, and you guys know her as Stiletto Cowgirl. Many of you do know her out there. She's been hanging out up here in Ada, Oklahoma, and we have been hitting the grindstone, sort of, getting some work put together for our, for the business, getting ready for our 2012 season. Now, I think that 2012 is going to be a great season, not only for, the associations out there like PBR, but also the association, or not only the associations like PRCA, PBR, but also for us and for you, the fans. I think this is going to be a great year for you guys as well. So hopefully you guys are going to be continuing to tune in and make an eight, and we're going to have to sit back and have a lot of fun together as we grow to where we want to be. And, you know, this is the year we're really going to actively pursue it. It's time to get out there and start making big things happen. So anyhow, well, with that being said, I think we're going to take a short break here, Rodeo fans. When we come back, we should be able to check in with some guys. We know that some of our fans are sitting out in Las Vegas right now. We know that some of the athletes are checking in out there. We've been watching Facebook and Twitter, seeing pictures and following tweets as these guys are getting geared up for 10 long rounds of the Wrangler National Finals. Whole lot of money to be won. Whole lot of fun to be happening out there in Las Vegas, and unfortunately we're not there, but that's all right. We understand and we're ready to do it. I think next year we're not going to make that same mistake twice. As I know that Cowboy Christmas is getting underway, and that's where I like to do my shopping, fans. So if you're out in the Las Vegas area, hey, take my word for it. That's the opportunity to go out there and get on board. So when we come back to Rodeo Fans, we're going to check in with some of our Vegas friends and family. You're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Time to sit back on the ranch with Making8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8, it's a winner.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Welcome back on the ranch right here on the Making A Rodeo Network as we set to kick things off on a Monday night. Now, I will tell you that this is a really big week for a lot of our friends, a lot of our fans, as they're making their way out to Las Vegas right now for the Wrangler National Finals. Now, this thing has been going on for a long time, and, you know, I got to tell you that for the past 2 years, Making Eight has been out there, and we have really enjoyed it. But we're going to check in with some of the guys that are out there right now. And it is absolutely a pleasure to bring back a guy that we've had quite some time ago. Now, the last time we had this guy on, he actually won Rodeo Houston. So we're going to bring him back on the air with us, and I'm talking about professional bull rider, Mr. Bobby Welsh. Bobby, welcome back on the ranch.
Thank you very much.
Well, listen, man, I know that you've actually just checked into Vegas. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We just walked in the room at the Monte Carlo about 3.5 minutes ago.
Right on. Well, I'll tell you what, that's good timing there. What are your feelings like walking in knowing that you're just a few days away from 10 great rounds there at the Wrangler National Finals?
Well, the momentum and the feelings are just starting to grow and grow. We flew down here this year, and the whole time you're going over, you know, you can see the land below, and you can start seeing the buildings and the skyscrapers and the lights. It really starts sinking in that what you've been thinking about the last couple of months is now going to become a reality, and it's right around the corner, a couple of days away, and we're just really excited and looking forward to riding some good bulls.
Absolutely, man, and I know that they do have a lot. Obviously the best stock out there that they're going to be bringing in for these 10 rounds. What do you have to do to prepare yourself for 10 rounds like that? I mean, that's, you know, I know that takes a lot out of a cowboy, or can take a lot out of a cowboy, but can you kind of give us a little bit of what the, you know, what it takes to make it through all 10 rounds like that?
The most important thing for me is to stay spiritually strong. I stay connected in with God. And, you know, if once you ride at this level, your body and your mind is programmed to ride bulls. You know how to ride. You don't have to worry about getting here and forgetting how to ride. You know, your muscle and your muscle memory and your brain memory is programmed to ride bulls and to ride rank bulls. So for me, the battle is just to stay spiritually strong, take care of my body, eat right, do some exercise, and just let the bull ride and fall where it will, because, like I said, we've programmed our body to do this. So that's the main thing for me, staying spiritually strong. And everyone knows how Vegas is, and it goes against some beliefs that a lot of us have, but I mean, to each their own, and I'm not condemning nobody. I'm just going to stay strong myself.
That's right, and that's a good way to look at it. Now, you're sitting ninth right now coming into the Wrangler National Finals. There's a long distance, obviously, between you and first place. I mean, Shane Proctor, J.W. Harris, Wesley Silcox have really come on strong this year, but there's still a lot of money to be won out there at the Wrangler National Finals. Do you have any particular goals? I mean, is it your goal to be, you know, to cover all 10 bulls and to win the actual event? Or are you just wanting to ride consistently and come out of there with a great year and be there in the top 10 in the standings?
Yeah, my goal every year coming down to this rodeo is to ride all 10 bulls. It's a very prestigious award, something to achieve. Only four guys have done it. So to ride all 10 of the caliber bulls we're going to be getting on would be a great feat. And knowing the amount of money that's available out here and knowing what all can happen. In 2000, I think, when Cody Hancock won the world, he went from 15th to number one. So it's the numbers coming in are numbers, but it also becomes anyone's ball game, depending on how you want to look at it and go about things. You can just say, oh, if I ride five bulls and win $100,000, I'll be happy. But if I ride all 10 and win $150,000 and $175,000, that's what I'm looking for.
Right. So at ninth place, and I know probably this close to the actual performances right now, it's not a focus for you. It doesn't matter where you stand. I think just like you're saying, you know, once you get to Vegas, it's a whole new slate because there's so much money to be won here that it really is anybody in the top 15's ball game. And, you know, you still believe that it's yours to win. Would you say that's correct?
Yes, sir. I totally believe that. It's as you believe, so be it unto you. And God is bigger than anything we can fathom. And I told my buddy on the way down here, I said, I'm not even thinking about what can happen because it's out of my, I can't fathom what could happen at this rodeo. So I'm just going to let God do what he's good at. And I'm just going to stay in the middle of what he wants me to do. So we'll, in about 2 weeks, we'll have the results of what God has in store.
You bet. You bet. Now, tell us a little bit about how you have done this year. I mean, what has been your favorite event this year?
Well, my favorite event's been Houston by far, not just because of the you know, winning the 50,000 round and walking out with 60,000, but got to stay with some friends down there and got to know them pretty well, and they're actually going to be out here in a couple of days to spend the first week with us that I won Houston with. They're going to come out and stay with us, and I just had a great time in Houston. My wife got to come down and spend a week with me down there, and our baby got to come down. So Houston overall was just amazingly fun. Got to eat some new food and do some new stuff, and then just on through the year, I did good at Cheyenne again this year, and then later on in the fall, I won Ellensburg and got to have my wife along with me on that one too. So, and then coming into Omaha, actually, we have a rodeo rule that is controversial. They make us go to 40 rodeos for our Extreme Bulls money to count, and I only went to 39 because my wife's grandmother died, and they asked me to do the funeral. The family did, so I honored that decision, and I did the funeral, and it cost me 2 rodeos, and I didn't make my 40 rodeo counts. I took $19,000 away from my standings. And
Wow. So
coming into Omaha, I didn't know that. I thought I had exactly 40, and I only had 39, so I went from 7th in the world to 20th in the world. I wasn't making the NFR coming into Omaha, so we just got a little scared at first, but we decided we were going to be faithful and not fearful, and I won all but like $500 of that money back, so it's that was a really big impact on me on Omaha this year also.
Sure. Yeah, you know, and maybe that's something that the PRCA will take a look at, you know, after this season, but wow, that's really impressive, and we're glad to see that you've made your way back in there, you know. And of course, I know that you're such a faith believer, and you know that God has had His hand on that, and you know, there's a reason why He allowed you that opportunity, and the bright lights of Vegas could be where it really shines.
Yes, sir. That's what we're believing too.
Absolutely. So now you actually have your family out there now with you, correct?
Just my wife, Sunny, is with me now. The older three are in school, and they're our oldest daughter, Maddie, she's 10. Our boys, Colt and Hayden, are 6 and 7. And they have fun. Like, we were going to fly them down the last few rounds, but it's not a kid's place, and they get bored after the first day. And so the older three are staying home, and then the babysitter is flying down with our baby aft, and she's 1 on the second round. So our baby will be down here with us the last 8 rounds.
Oh, well, good. Okay. Now, I've got to ask you, though, with your wife being out there and you having the opportunity to win so much money, is there going to be a lot of money spent at the Cowboy Christmas sales and the convention centers?
There, you know what? We're a very kind of a tight going group. We get what we need, and there's some good deals, and get them kids some Christmas presents. So we shop around and get the good deals and let people know that we know what prices were, and just kind of play it out for ourselves. But no, we definitely don't go hog wild when it comes to Cowboy Christmas.
Okay. I can tell you that the last 2 years I've been out there to Vegas, and there are you can find some really good deals out there. Then again,
yep,
you can find some that are out there to really make some bucks, and they will rob some of the, I guess you could say, tourists that are visiting Vegas. So, yeah, you do have to be careful, but, man, so much stuff out there. What are your plans outside of the actual performances there at the Thomas & Mack? Are you guys just going to be hanging out, or do you have plans to take the missus out on a helicopter ride, or just what you have going on?
Well, we got to sign autographs for about 6 days of it, for a couple hours. Whenever you got to sign autographs, it right in the middle of the day, so it ruins everything. But last couple of years, we've been talking about doing the skydiving thing in the tunnel where they blow a super duper fan up underneath you and make you feel like you're skydiving. I thought that'd be pretty cool to try to get into one day. And I want to go because I've never really been to the Bucking Sale. The Bucking Horse and Bucking Bull Sale. I want to go to that one of the days this week. So other than that, you just kind of stay low and rest and kind of keep it low key as you can. I mean, it's only 8 seconds a night, but it seems like that rodeo will definitely take it out of you. So you rest every chance you get, and get rested up and go have some fun and find something to do, and that's about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now let me ask something, Bobby, and I don't want to hold you up too much longer because I know you guys got to get settled in out there. But how many times have you actually been to the NFR now?
This is my seventh consecutive year. My first year was 2005.
Do the butterflies still hit you when you're coming in, just like it did your first year?
Oh, yeah. If you don't get butterflies at this rodeo, I don't think you have a pulse, because, just, you know, I've got a family of six, and I understand the opportunity of how much money I can win, and just knowing that makes me anxious to jump out there and win a bunch of money and provide for my family a really good future. That alone gets my butterflies going, and then, you know, the caliber of bulls we're getting on, and it's your childhood dream. You want that gold buckle, and everything starts hitting you at once. You know, like, I was taking pictures on my phone today, you know, before we were landing and stuff, and it was all coming together at once, and my heart started thumping. I started getting a cold sweat, and I just thought, whew, it's only Monday, ain't even close to Thursday yet. I better calm down.
That's right. Well, listen, I know that a guy like yourself, seven consecutive times making it to the Wrangler National Finals, winning Rodeo Houston, doing really well like you have this year, winning, or, you know, there at Cheyenne and some of these other ones that you've been to, you know, there's nothing like it. We do want to wish you the best of luck, man, out there this week, and we're certainly going to be tuned in to GAC, all 10 rounds, there's no doubt we'll be pulling for you.
Well, I do appreciate it greatly. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, Bobby. Well, listen, take care, and stay safe. Good luck out there, and happy holidays after the Wrangler National Finals.
Yes, sir. Y'all also.
All right. Take care.
You bet.
All right, fans. Well, there we go. Checking in from Las Vegas, Mr. Bobby Wells, taking the time out here for you. And, man, such a great guy. I really enjoyed sitting down and talk with him after he won Rodeo Houston. And, you know, to have the opportunity, Gillette Wyoming Cowboy, you know, great family man, great, you know, faith man. You know, this guy understands what it's about, believes that God is the reason that he is out there. His faith is strong. And we know he's going to have a good year this year. I can bet that after every round, you're going to see Bobby Wells with a smile on his face, whether or not he makes that eight-second whistle. So we really enjoyed talking with him and want to wish him the best. And I know that we'll be pulling for him, certainly, starting here on Thursday. But, man, this is just the beginning. There's so much here going on, and I know that these Cowboys are getting that edgy feeling, you know. There's nothing like it. Even as a spectator, to pull in there to Las Vegas really does something for you, especially when you know the rodeo's in town and you pass by the Thomas and Mack Arena. There's just something to say about it, you know. This is a place where, you know, I mean, shoot, it's a college, you know. People go by there, play basketball games there, whatever. But when you know there's a rodeo in town, boy, it just does something to you. So I know that Bobby's excited out there, and we look forward to watching him there on GAC here these next 10 rounds coming up on Thursday. Fans, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, hopefully we'll get to check in with a few more. Still looking to see if we've got our guest that's going to join us here tonight. I certainly hope so. Been a great holiday weekend. We look to carry it over. It is Monday, Rodeo fans. Time to sit back on the ranch. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
that's right. Welcome back on the ranch right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we kick things off. And, of course, we had to throw that song out there for all of our fans and our friends that are competing out there in this year's Wrangler National Finals. I know these guys are getting exciting, and it is absolutely going to be good times. I know that we're going to be tuning in to GAC and keeping in contact with you guys. And, of course, we'll be broadcasting next Monday night from right here sitting back on the ranch. And we'll be talking, obviously, a lot about those first few rounds out there, what those guys are going through. And who knows, hopefully we'll have a good guest or two being able to check in with us. So make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Man, I'll tell you, great opportunity to sit back and talk with Bobby Welsh. I know that he's excited and really appreciate him taking the time out to sit back and talk with you guys, kind of explain things and just what, you know, what a guy's feeling when they're going into it. Now, this guy's no stranger to it, been going into it for the last, this is his seventh year competing there at the Wrangler National Finals, and that says a lot for a guy. This guy has dedicated and focused and very consistent. And I think we could see some great things. I mean, he's in ninth place. He's not out of the money yet, you know. And, you know, a lot of money can be won out here during the Wrangler National Finals. So, you know, hopefully we'll get you guys all tuned in and we'll be able to stay in touch through Twitter and Facebook and all the networks out there. I got to say, too, that we have been able to we did reach back out to our Google Plus. I haven't been on that in forever. But I was able to get out there today and obviously been able to see Barbara out there and want to wish her the best and hopefully things are going well for her. But, man, so many of our fans are out there. I know that Paige Gregory's out there. So many of the fans are tuning in out there from Las Vegas and want to wish you guys the best as well. You know, make sure to enjoy it. It is a long 10 days. As I know firsthand, we were out there last year. Man, about flat wore out by the end. You know, there's so much stuff going on. There's so many different things to do out there. And, yeah, it was certainly not a vacation for us. You know, we were working and just lack of sleep and trying to get everything that we wanted to accomplish. And, of course, you know, we had the issues and, the, you know, the things that we ran into. But, hey, we've learned a lot from that year. You know, lots happened in a year's time. Now, I will tell you, it's gone by quickly. You know, we have really enjoyed hanging out with you fans and being a part of it and want to thank each and every one of you guys for being a part of us. We're going to ask that you continue to do that as this thing is really starting to set off. You know, this year we're really starting to pitch out to get the things that we need to get the things that we want to get in order to bring it to you fans. And that's so important. It means the world to us. But, I mean, you guys have come out of your own pockets to help contribute and donate to what we're doing out here, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you for that. It means a lot to us. And, I mean, you know, somebody may not think that it's a lot, but, you know, I mean, even $10 or $15 that have been donated to us from time to time, you know, have come across, and it's come across to the most, you know, the most appropriate times. We just had a donation come in last week and got to thank that person for contributing and thinking about us, especially during this time, you know. But, I mean, we're looking at, you know, supplies that we needed to get a hold of, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, we've got to get these 2012 promotional packages together and we got to get these things sent out. You know, how are we going to be able to do that without taking away from the kids' Christmas money? Well, you know, the Lord works in great ways, and he certainly opened up a door for us and allowed us the opportunity to have that, thanks to you fans. And that's what means the most to us. It really does. You guys are the reason why we're here. We could literally not be in, you know, working the way we're doing for you fans if it wasn't for you. So, yeah, just got to send you guys a big old shout-out. You guys are the reason why we're here. So I've got to ask a question out there. We've got about a little over 20 minutes left in our show, but I've got to ask you fans, how many of you all have your Christmas trees up already? Just a question I want to throw out there. And you guys can jump on board here. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, I do know last year, too, we actually sent Christmas gifts out. We sent autographed pictures
to our naughty and nice list. I wish we could get things together. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it again this year, but hopefully we'll be able to get some Christmas cards out. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. Let's see. And I'm seeing some of our comments coming in our chat room, and I want to say thank you to you guys. You know, rodeo news anchor. I never considered myself to be a rodeo news anchor. That's interesting. That's a new spin on things. It's a new title, I guess. I've been called rodeo junkie. I've been called bull riding junkie. I've been called knucklehead, whatever. But, you know, rodeo news anchor. I like that. Cool. We'll have to roll with that one. So I see that looks like a few of you actually do have your trees up, and a few of you do not. I've seen some pictures of some of yours out there on Facebook and Twitter, and of course, once we do get ours up, we will be posting up the pictures for you guys. Now, I will say that we're actually kind of debating this year. Now, up until this year, for the last many years, we've been using an artificial tree. I think this year we had already decided that we're going to go with the real tree. It's going to be a little different this year because, you know, as most of you know, that we spent this summer, we've actually relocated from Florida, where most of our stuff is still in storage. Well, I was in a U-Haul trailer with my Christmas stuff, although my wife probably would have gotten it in there if she could. So this year we're going to do things a little different. We are going to get, you know, obviously the lights and all that, but we're going to decorate it with handmade garland and all the decorations. So, yeah, but we are going to go with a live tree this year as well. And I think we may even have one. We may even be cutting down our own Christmas tree this year. So we have to go take a look, but I think that we're going to actually go out here and cut down our own Oklahoma Christmas tree and put it up. So I look forward to it. We're going to let the kids decorate the tree, and, you know, they're going to use their own decorations, handmade. You know, it's going to be neat. I'm really looking forward to it. I think that'll make it that much more special and that much more meaningful. And, of course, then again, if we're doing homemade, then we don't have to go out and buy more Christmas, you know, ornaments, which, of course, leaves more room for us to put stuff under the tree. So, which I know that's what the kids are looking for as well. We did have an opportunity to go do some really good shopping. Obviously, like I said, we threw the wife out there during Black Friday, which I don't think that we're going to have the opportunity for her to do that again because I think she learned her lesson. And, you know, just checking over some of our conversations coming in our chat room, I know that one of our fans in particular has like 8 dogs. So if you had to put a real tree up there, oof, man, I can only imagine what would happen with that one. Dogs love trees, so wouldn't be pretty. But then again, we never have to worry about watering it, I don't think. So, yeah. Let's see. And yeah, we're gonna do the homemade decorations. We're gonna string up the popcorn, and you know, we're gonna actually go pick out, you know, and that's something that was really cool. My aunt had worked with Mrs. Makinate, and she had they had kind of done some things a few years ago in decorating pine cones. So they're gonna go out and pick some pine cones this year and decorate some pine cones and use those as ornaments. It'll be a unique thing, and, you know, especially with the whole tree being made up that way. You know, we've got all of our ornaments boxed up, and it's actually in the very, very back corner of our storage unit. So there's no way we could even have that shipped out to us because we couldn't get to it without getting to all the other stuff. So, but, yeah, I was just curious to see how many of you fans out there actually have your trees up. And hopefully you have a great Christmas out there. I know that's something that we're looking forward to. I will also tell you that we may or may not have a white Christmas, as they are actually calling for snow this weekend out here. The possibility of flurries, as the temperatures are going to drop down here to, you know, 30, 32, and we have some precipitation rolling in. So or precipitation, not participation. Yeah, we'll get it right here. Let's see. Yeah, you know, and that's another question for you fans out there. How many of you guys actually have bull riding ornaments on your tree? I know that one of our fans does in a Renato ornament, and I know that he actually just had a birthday here, I believe, this past week. So, you know, turning another year older, but still getting things done in the rodeo world, that's for sure. Anyhow, we got about 15 minutes left in the show here, fans, and do want to remind you that we do have our phone lines open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. And we will also take your cowboy logic. We are always looking for your cowboy logic. So make sure that you guys are spreading the word out there and you know, living the cowboy logic way. Because the advice that is given out there is usually some pretty good ones. So, I see some of our fans saying that I think we are going to have to do that. We will definitely be taking pictures of snow if it does land down here. And I don't know if the ground would be hard or frozen enough for it to really stick. But I will tell you that, I mean, you know, last couple days have been really, really chilly. Especially for a Florida guy. So, this is going to be an interesting one. Phone lines are open. We got about 15 minutes left. I know that some of you fans are really excited for the Wrangler National Finals coming up here. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm sorry we did not get our guest here lined up on the show with us. As I know that he was busy and it was going to be a questionable deal, but we will get him. I assure you of that. He will be on the show with us. So you guys make sure to hang tight. We will get him locked in and on the radio show. It's supposed to be Shorty Gorham. We're going to check in with him, talk about how things have been going. You know, talk about this past finals and then lead up to the 2012 season. But that's all right. We'll keep going with it. We've got the Wrangler National Finals that are coming up starting this Thursday on the Great American Country Network, GAC. And we will be tuning in every night watching that. Monday night, we may even have just kind of an open discussion. I can't remember what time it airs, what time the Wrangler National Finals airs. I believe it starts right after our Back on the Ranch show. So with that being said, that we'll have to, get you guys kind of geared up for that round that will be coming up your way there on Monday. But we will certainly be recapping what took place over the weekend and how things are going, what the standings are like, some of the changes, and who knows, we'll probably have a guest or two drop by and, give us a big shout, and we'll see how things are going from Las Vegas. So I do know that we have a lot of our fans that are going to be tuned in out there, and they're going to be giving us reports. For some of you that may not be able to tune in and watch, I know that we'll be sending out, we've got some of our fans here that will be jumping on board with us and sending out some tweets and giving some results, so real important. We got to follow, obviously, Shane Hanchey in the tie-down roping, the Cooper boys in the tie-down roping. It's going to be really exciting there. And then we've got, we've got guys like Shane Proctor, Bobby Welsh, so many of the guys there in the bull riding. LJ Jenkins, another PBR superstar that's going to be there. JW Harris, it's going to be really tough. I cannot wait to see what that matchup's going to be. And, one thing that I was looking at here in the standings today, it's going to be really interesting because the one guy that nobody's really talking a whole lot about, everybody's talking about Shane Proctor, J.W. Harris, three-time and current world champion, but nobody is really saying much about Wesley Silcox. That's right. We'll get it right here. But Wesley is sitting in third place, and he's not all that far out of second place either. So, man, I'm telling you, This is really anybody's ball game. Just like Bobby Welch was saying, you know, coming into the regular national finals, there's so much money to be won, and, you know, a guy can go from 15th all the way up to first, you know, by having a good week and a few guys having some bad ones, you know. So, yeah, absolutely, it's going to be exciting. And, yeah, I see that looks like it's going to be 10 Eastern, 9 Central every night there on the Great American Country Network. There's another one that was mentioned, Chandler Bounds. Did great there, CBR World CBR champion. You know, there's a lot to be said about a guy like him, too. This is going to be a really exciting year, not just, you know, in the bull riding with, you know, that's sort of most people's fan favorites. Lindsay Sears, the only barrel racer from Canada, actually the only contestant, I believe, from Canada to be entered and make qualify for the Wrangler National Finals this year. I'm going to be pulling for her. I'm telling you, after having the opportunity to meet that short little girl last year, yeah, I'm hooked. I'm definitely a Lindsay Sears fan, and I will certainly be pulling for her this year. And, man, so many others. But tie-down roping, you know, got to go for my buddy Shane Hansey, you know, and we'll see how things are going with him. I've been following his tweets and seeing some of the pictures he's posted out there. He's excited. He's fired up. This is his second year being there and competing. Last year he came in, I believe, in fifth place, came out of there in second. This year is going to be even better as he comes in fourth place. And, you know, but 10 rounds. It's a long 10 rounds. So, you know, I know that these guys are set up. I think the bareback saddle bronc is going to be really exciting to watch this year as well. I'm not one in particular for watching the team roping. I'm not a big team roping fan. However, I know that the matchups there and the team roping are going to be real exciting to watch. So if you are a team roping fan, you know, it should be a really good deal. You know, this is it. 10 rounds, 10 solid rounds, and it can change from one day to the next. So we're all going to have to be tuned in to GAC. We're all going to be having to share the knowledge with some of those that may not be able to watch it. And, yeah, let's sit back and have a good time here during this Wrangler National Finals. We want to share the experience with you. I wish we could have been there to give you guys the updates and reports. I really do. Unfortunately, it just didn't work out for us this year, but we're not counting it out. I mean, it's already going in the books for next year. We're ready to go. We didn't think we'd make it last year, and we ended up making it there within the last week. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to put it together that quickly this week, this year. The other reason, obviously, is because we have to drive this year. We can't fly. So, yeah, that kind of changes the ballpark a little bit as we've got a lot more equipment. We've kind of made some upgrades. So, but then again, if somebody is there tuning in to us right now on the Back on the Ranch show and you want to get the insight and you want to get the Making 8 Rodeo Network out there, hey, feel free to give us the call. We'll make something happen. I can guarantee that. We know how to go to work. That's for sure. So just throwing that out to you. We're under 10 minutes here left up in our show here, fans. We're going to start wrapping things up, but I do want to remind you, hey, we're still looking to take your calls, your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. And I know that we've got one of our fans, our biggest little fan here, Miss Melanie Britton, tuned in. We'll have to wait. Hopefully we'll get her on the phone line so we can get some of her good cowboy logic she shares with us on each and every show. When I can remember to give it, which is why we're going to open up the phone lines and have her give it to us, because that way I don't have to worry about it. That way I don't remember. So, Melanie, I know you're tuned in. Come on, girl, time to give us the call as we start wrapping up our show here. We got to get that cowboy logic out there for all of our fans. But, yeah, it's going to be a good show. Do want to remind you guys, Wednesday night, we'll be having another Bull Riding Advice Hour with Sam Medlock. And I know that they're getting geared up. They've got a free bull riding school that'll be coming up here in Mississippi here in just a couple weeks. And then they're going to be going through their Allied Bull Riders training camp, as well as heading up to some Touring Pro events in Kearney, Nebraska. I believe the date on that is the 17th. And I will tell you that I believe that the Making 8 Rodeo Network is hitching a ride with Team Allied Bull Riders. So, guys, make sure to stay tuned. Going to be a lot of fun. See, there you go. One of our fans out here posting how to become a fan of Lindsay Sears. And you know what? I actually don't know. There it is. Lindsay Sears, if you guys want to be a fan of Lindsay and follow her, make sure to like her fan page. And I will tell you, I like it. I'm going to have to go back to see if I can't tag her in that picture now that I know that she's there. So, thank you, Miss Lisa, for posting that out there for us and sharing that. That is great. I didn't even know that she had a fan page. And like I said, I found it to be really interesting being that she is the only contestant competing at the Wrangler National Finals this year from Canada. Last year, they had quite a few. Now, I will tell you, though, with that being said, the IPRA is coming up in January. And there will be, I believe, several contestants from Canada down here. And hopefully they'll be tuning into the Making 8 Rodeo Network if they cannot be here live to watch all of the action as we have the pleasure of bringing it to all of our fans out there worldwide. Gotta love it. I believe that we have our biggest little fan here with us, Miss Melanie Britton. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Melanie. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Good, good. Do you eat lots of turkey?
No, because, like, we bought a meal thingy from a restaurant, so, yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, my grandma didn't want to go through all the stress to make the turkey.
You know, I've heard that that's kind of been the growing trend, is everybody is kind of going modern and just buying the quick and easy meals. So, of course, obviously you see in the chat room all the fans are saying hi to you. Do you have some good cowboy logic to share with us today?
Yep. Here it is.
Okay.
Regrets about what we did should teach us. Regrets about what we didn't do should inspire us.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, we can't go back and regret those things, and we got to use that as inspiration to move on and keep those dreams alive. I mean, you know.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Well, thank you, Miss Melanie, for sharing that. And I know that you're not going to be – I can't believe you're not going to be able to watch the Wrangler National Finals.
Yeah.
That's terrible. But that's all right. We're going to send you some tweet updates, and we're going to let you know what's going on. And of course, you can tune in to ProRodeo.com and find out, watch some video clips, and kind of catch up on all the action there. Are you going to be able to do that?
I guess so.
All right. Sounds good, Melanie. Well, listen, we'll let you get back to it, and thanks for calling in.
See ya.
All right. There you go, rodeo fans. Our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton, giving us a call. Can't be more than 80 pounds, but gotta love that girl. She's got a big heart. 80 pounds and all heart. She loves the rodeo, and we do appreciate her giving us our cowboy logic for us for the day. So great cowboy logic. So anyways, that's going to do it for our show here today, fans. I want to remind you guys that we'll be back here Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central Time with Sam Medlock for our Bull Riding Advice Hour. Now, you know, we've only done two shows together, so you guys got to kind of give us a little bit of slack. We're still working out some of the kinks and some of the dry spells, but I do appreciate everybody for tuning in to that and taking part of it. Make sure to continue to spread the word and keep an eye out. Making8.com is going through some changes, and we're going to be throwing that at you, hopefully here this week. So make sure to tune in to Making8.com. And if we don't get a chance to see you, Thursday night starts the Wrangler National Finals. And we will be tuned in next Monday, 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll be right here, and we'll have the opportunity to catch you up and talk about some of the things that are happening. So until then, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.